Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, we just thank You. We thank You, Lord, that, Lord, You are in control of all we do, Lord. We give you reign, Lord, over this church body, over each individual, Lord, that is here. We thank You, Lord, for how You've opened up our hearts and our mouths to speak to each other, Lord, to minister to each other. So, Lord, I ask that You would just bless us with words from above, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord, to see what You're doing, to see what You're saying, Lord. And that there would be a boldness when we step up here with this microphone, Lord, to speak Your words, Lord. We bless what You've been doing in this church for so many years, Lord. Almost 10 years, Lord, and we are just so grateful, Lord, for the love You have for us. So, Lord, as we come before Your throne this morning, Lord, may we just lay all things aside, all our yesterdays, all our tomorrows, Lord, and just focus on who You are this morning, Lord. And You deserve the praise and worship, Lord, that this body has to offer. We bless You in Jesus' name, all of you. God bless you. So remain standing.
You know, God is really doing a work in each one of us in preparation. I can really feel this morning that we have to learn that the waiting is powerful. That the moments of just seeking and worshiping and going after Him are moments that He can just spend with us and give us things and speak to us and show us new things. See, we're effective because of who He is in us. Not because of things that we do by our own strength and our own might, but because of Him. You want to touch a world for God? You want to touch a community for God? You want to touch a school for God? You want to do any of that? Go after God. Yes. See, because it's Him who works through us. Yes. It's Him who knows the hurting, the broken, the burdens that people are carrying. It's Him who knows those things, not us. But we become effective to the people around us when we learn to listen and wait on God in everything. Everything. When we wait on Him for the decisions we're going to make at work, when we wait on Him for maybe the financial decisions you have, when you wait on Him for the decisions to speak to somebody, to give somebody something, see, that's the thing. If we allow God to move through every single thing we do, we begin to see how what we do is much more powerful than anything that we could have chosen to do by ourselves.
Right.
It's one of the reasons that it's important for the church to understand that allowing people to come in and worship freely, whether that's the way we think it looks or not, is exactly what we're supposed to do. See, because if we are to be like the Father, we gotta know who He is. And knowing who He is spending time in the presence of God, allowing Him to give us things, show us things, and build a relationship with Him that is beyond anything that we could ever build on our own. See, that's the thing. It's basically like building a regular relationship, right? A regular marriage. It's learning who they are and allowing for Him to work in your life and things. Oh, yeah. See, we sang a lot of songs today that had a lot to do with not only who God is, but trusting what He's doing in those moments. See, if we dive into the world, to the word, we understand that we already know that he's a healer, that he is a conqueror, that he is our doctor. He is the everything we need. He is the I am, right? See, those are promises that are given to you in the word. So as you dive in, you learn who he is and you see them come into your life. See, the seeking is so important.
So this song that we just sang about God being a miracle worker, it's a powerful song. We're declaring who he is in our life. And there's so many times, I'm speaking for myself, that we love the Lord, but yet we do things on our own. And we don't let him take the reins. And that's where we have to sit back and say, Lord, you are the miracle worker. You are the God we trust. You are the God that all things are possible. So things that are impossible for us are totally possible for him. And all we need to do is just get on our knees and just say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender everything that I have been trying to do on my own, and I give it to you. Because he said to cast your cares upon him, because his yoke is easy and the burden is light for him. For us, the burdens are not light. They're heavy, aren't they? At times they're so heavy. You're like, what am I doing? But that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to surrender, and that's what we talked about this morning. Surrender it all. Amen. Surrender it all to Lord Jesus. For he cares for us and he loves us. And through him all things are possible. Amen.
I just wanted to add on a little to what Rebecca was saying earlier. Because she was talking about when we're in the Word, when we're spending time with God, that's when we really get to know him. And when we know him, we know what he can do. And when we were singing that song, Waymaker, I was thinking about all the things in my life, that things that I've been praying for that I don't see a way. But I know that God can do it because he's a waymaker. And when I was thinking about those things, I was thinking about things that God has already done in my life that back then I was looking at and like, there's no way. How did this happen? And it's because God made a way. He is a way maker. And I also love that other song you're singing about, I'll Be a Witness to It. Because the more that we read about God, the more we spend time with him, the more we reflect on what he's done in our life, knowing that it was him and not us, we can be a witness to what he's done and what he can do for somebody else. So I just wanted to share that and encourage you, if you're going through something, to think back on what God has already done and know that he's not done yet.
I just wanted to talk about something. It's asking for God's forgiveness, because every single time you do something, you're like, oh, he's not going to forgive me. It's too bad. Like kind of when you're little and you did something or got a candy and you didn't tell your parents. You just have to get up and ask him for forgiveness, no matter how hard the fall is or how much it hurts. You have to say, God, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and I'll work on it and do better. And you have to keep trying over and over until, well, you perfect it and you don't mess up again.
Well, we read a scripture back in Sunday school and God asked a question. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? And you don't obey my voice. And we just need to make the Lord our... We say we got saved. We say that we... Jesus is our Savior, but is He our Lord? That's what we talked about. I think every one of us needs to go home and ask the Lord. Oh, any areas that we haven't given over to Him. So, that's all.
Hello? Hello? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't mind waiting. Can you say amen? It's sometimes good to wait. Amen? Sometimes just stay quiet and just wait for the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, I love... Man, I wish I was his age when I got saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God knows what he's doing. Can you say amen? He knows when to get a hold of you. Amen? How many of you know that when you get that phone call? Is that right? When God calls you. Amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Can we stand one more time? Everybody stand up. You look too comfortable. Sometimes when you wait, you start just getting very comfortable. I'm going to ask you to stand. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you if you want. Just put your hands in the air and tell God He is the greatest thing that's ever happened to you. He is the God. You are the greatest that's ever happened to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Father, to bring us to you, Father, we thank you for it this morning. We praise you for it. Glory to God. If you will, just turn around and tell somebody, aren't you glad God loves you? Amen. Just tell them that. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad God loves you? Amen. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, we could be so unlovely. While the word of God says, while we were yet sinners, He died for us. He loved you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just praise Him. Let's give Him a clap off the one. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we wait on you, Lord. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you. Without you, we are nothing, Lord. We are nothing, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hear the Lord saying that there are people dying of thirst out there. And we have an unending supply of water. Unending supply. He spoke to this church. He said that we are to go into the streets and into the city and give water to those that thirst. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Don't hold back on your water. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You have an unending supply. Allow Him to pour water on dry, thirsty lands that are out there. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Open your mouth, says the Lord, and I'll fill it. Open your mouth, and I will fill it, is what the Lord said this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. Can you say amen to that? And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen? Come on, man. Put that up for me so I don't get it wrong. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What does it say after? The same was in the beginning. No. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen?
Amen.
Just go ahead and put them all up there, brother. 3, 4, 5. So yeah. All things were made by Him. Amen?
Amen.
Everything that was everything that we can see, it was made by him. Well, of course, we made the chairs. Of course, but everything that came into this earth was made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. In him was life. All right, go home. We're done. In him was life, and the life was what? The light of men. Hallelujah. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Can I tell you, you can't have light unless you have him. Can you say amen to that? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Oh, come on, man. I got to get in my Bible. Those words are too small for me. No, I'm just kidding. You guys are going, what's wrong with you blind guys, man? Oh, praise God. I'm gonna start again with the light shined in the darkness. Amen. And the darkness comprehended it not. Yeah? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Go on. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. The true light. The only light. Can you say amen to that? I don't know when it says the true light. The only. Like truth. Yeah. If there's anything we need today, man, it's truth. Can you say amen to that? Out there in the world, man, what we need is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get away from my sermon in a minute. How many of you remember when Solomon. Solomon's son took the kingdom when Solomon died. Rehoboam was his name. Rehoboam went to his friends because Israel came to him and said, hey, you're going to make it. Can you take it a little bit lighter on us? Because I'll tell you, Solomon, at the end of his life, he was getting pretty hard. He was worshiping his wife's idols. Can you say amen to that? He was pleasing his wives rather than pleasing his God. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know we need to be doing that? Pleasing your wives more than God. I don't think so. Come on, man. We need to be pleasing God, and then we'll be pleasing to our wives. Amen? Wives, don't get out. You can't get out of this. You have to be pleasing God and then pleasing your husband. Can you say amen to that? Here Rehoboam took over the kingdom. Solomon had passed away. Solomon, when Rehoboam took the kingdom, the people of Israel came to him and they said, hey, bro, you know what? Are you going to be easier on us? Because your dad was kind of heavy on us there at the end. And can you take it lighter on us, man? Can you take off some of these taxes? I don't know what was going on. It doesn't really say. But Rehoboam goes to his dad's counselors and he goes, what do you think I should say to them? And they said, well, hey, you know what? Tell them you're going to take it easy on them. Hey, tell them that you know, it's not going to be as hard for them and that you're going to make things better. Solomon goes, okay. Rehoboam says, okay. Rehoboam, then he goes to his buddies that he grew up with. How many know sometimes the people you grow up with, sometimes they might not have the best idea? And he asked them and they said, you know what? You tell them that their troubles are going to be, if your dad gave you troubles like a serpent, you tell them that you're going to be just as bad, but it's going to be worse because you're going to be like a scorpion. And anyway, so he tells them that, and they get upset, and they break the kingdom breaks in half. Can you say amen to that? Well, it wasn't really in half. It was 2-2 to 10. 10 tribes went away. two stayed, Benjamin and Judah. There was a man that began to reign over the 10 tribes that went away. His name was Jeroboam. Jeroboam was afraid to allow the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem to worship God like they were supposed to every year. So instead of letting them go over there, he told them, you know what, I'm just going to make an altar right here at Bethel, and we'll put up some, we'll make some golden calves you can worship there. How many know that was a big mistake? Big mistake. Everybody, anybody ever made a big mistake? A lot of people, hands go up. Yeah. Big mistake. He got people that were just ordinary folks. He got him some Mexicans, and no, I'm just kidding. He just got ordinary folks rather than Levites to be priests for him. How many of you know they're supposed to have been Levites? Any priest of the Lord is supposed to be a Levite, is what the Word of God up to that point had told them. He gets anybody, and so he's offering sacrifices on this altar near these gods. And God, how many know that God's not liking this thing going on? So God sends, it doesn't call him a prophet, but God sends him a man of God. How many say amen? How many know a man of God?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like telling little Ben, hey, Ben, are you a man of God? Yeah. Well, say it. I'm a man of God. No, say it a little louder. I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. Keep making him say it because he is the man of God. Can you say amen to that? Men, you're men of God. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So God sends a man of God in there and he tells him, don't go back the way you came. Go the way, just go and prophesy to the altar and then leave. The man of God goes in, he prophesies to the altar, says you're going to be split. You're going to pour out the ashes and Josiah is going to destroy you. Nobody even knew who Josiah was at that time. Josiah wasn't even born at that time. Isn't that cool? Prophesies to it. The king tells him, arrest him. When he tells him to arrest him, his arm gets a thing called leprosy. Can't pull it back in. And he says, hey, can you pray for me? You know, the king's asking him now. He wants prayer. Can you pray for me? So the man of God prays for him. And then the king says, you know what? Come into my house. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to give you water. I'm going to take care of you, buddy. And the man of God tells him, I can't do that. The Lord told me to come into this. Doesn't even want me to go back by the way I came. He said, come in and prophesy and go. So that's what I'm doing. So he leaves. And this part really chaps my hide. How's that?
Yeah.
There was an old prophet there, and his sons were there, and they saw everything that happened with this guy. So they went and they told their dad, and hey, Dad, there's this guy, his man of God came in, and he prophesied, and it split open, and the king's arm went to leprosy, and then he prayed for him, and he was healed. It was a crazy thing. He said, go get, you know what? Where'd he go? He went out this way. So he got on his donkey and went after him. And when he got to him, he told him, he said, hey, come back to my place. And the man said, I can't. I'm under orders from headquarters. Can you say amen? The Lord told me to come in, prophesy, and go out. Don't go back. And then this old prophet tells him, an angel stood by me today, and he told me to bring you to my house and feed you water and bread and then let you go. So the man of God went with him. And while he's feeding him and giving him water, that same old prophet prophesied to him, hey, because you disobeyed the Lord, that prophet lied to him. Can you say amen to that? It's not good. Lies. Lies are not good. How many of you know that God sees the lies? How many of you know that whatever's going on out there in the world, the lies that they're telling, whatever. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm so tired of looking at election stuff. Because Lies are rolling. Is that right? Yeah. And I will tell you, I get fired up in some things. Can you say amen? I have a tendency to get that way. I say, how do I live in this world, bro? When certain things are happening, I know they're wrong. I'll say, Lord, you gotta do something, Lord. Father, do something. Call out to the Lord and say, God, you gotta do something. It's you, God. You're in control. You're the only one that can help us. Can you say amen? He is the only life. He's the only light. Man doesn't have any life without him, and man doesn't have any light without him. Can you say amen to that? Well, that man of God went on his way with a word from the old guy, and that lion got a hold of him, killed him, and then that old guy went and picked him up and buried him. Man, I don't like this story, but I do like the story because it teaches us something. Can you say amen to that? The Bible tells us that we are to speak truth to one another all the time. Don't make things up. Don't tell somebody a lie just because you don't want to hurt their feelings. Do the thumper thing. Do you guys remember what the thumper thing was? Thumper. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Can you say amen to that? Yeah. See, because we serve a God that is light. He sees everything in the light. Hallelujah. Oh, gosh. I'm so far off of this sermon this morning. He sees everything. How many, I'm going to say something. A lot of you won't even like this when I say it to you, but do you know that God dwells in the darkness? Yeah. How many of you know that? A lot of people say, wait a minute, Henry. God dwells in the darkness. Well, I'm going to show you some scriptures. Terry, I'm just going to go ahead and jump ahead, all right, bro? In the darkness, 2 Samuel chapter 22:12 says this. He made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. This is God talking. God saying, hey, I made darkness pavilions all around me. Is that crazy? God dwells in the darkness. Psalm chapter 97, verse 1 and 2. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Amen? How many agree with that? I say, yeah. The Lord reigns. And it says, clouds and darkness are round about him. Can you understand that? Yes. He's in the darkness. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. But those things are in darkness. Is that right? Doesn't that sound weird? You're probably thinking, hey, I always thought darkness from that guy with the two horns and the spiked tail or whatever you want to call it. That's darkness. No. The darkness he's talking about is our darkness. Can you say amen? The darkness he's speaking about is our inability to understand some of the things he's saying because we have a lack of light. But aren't you glad that the light has come? Because he came to give you light. And that light's going to pour life within you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In him was life. And this life that he has is the light of men. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
All right, here's another scripture. It says this, Psalm 18, verse 11. Does this? He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. He made darkness his secret place. How many know Psalm 91? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How many know? So most of the time, we've got no idea what's going on. Is that right? Most of the time, we are oblivious to what's happening around us. Only thing we know is what happens right in front of us.
Right.
Are you with me?
Right.
Most of the time, we got nothing. Where are you headed? Well, I think I'm going this way, but the rest of that, I got nothing. I can't tell you. I don't know, because we don't know. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, is what the Word of God says. Amen?
Amen.
He orders your steps. So even though you think you're going to Hawaii this weekend, maybe he ordered it. Can you say amen?
Yes,
oh, you got to believe me on this, man. Come on, man. If he sends you to the hospital, could it be it was ordered by God? We got to get comfortable with the fact that we belong to him. We are not our own. We have to get comfortable with that. We have to understand that God says, look, I'm in control now with you. Can you say, he's always been in control.
Oh, yeah.
But see, sometimes we have a problem giving him control. Is that right? Sometimes we get a little problem. We go, hey, well, I want to do this, God. Go ahead. Try it. Yeah. God will let you do. Oh, come on, man. He will let you step into some places that you might not even be ready for. Can you say amen to that? But once you get into that place, he's going to prepare you. Or if you learn something that was, if you step into that place and it was off and it wasn't a place that I will tell you, it will teach you something. It will prepare you for the next time you might take a step in that direction. Do you know that God says that his word wants us? He said, I want you to be led by the Spirit. How many of you know that? To be led by the Spirit is something that's different to a lot of folks. A lot of people just want to be, hey, I just want to do what I want to do. I just want to go to church on Sunday and I've done my deal and I can do the rest of the, I got 6 days to do whatever I want. That's not what God is doing. The body of Christ in the world today is a body of people that do the things that God would have them to do. Can you say amen? I don't know. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. This is not in my notes. This stuff, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I will tell you that God is speaking to your heart this morning. He says, let me have reins. Let me direct your heart. And you will find that I will take you to the best thing you ever had. I don't even know where to go from there, Lord. I need some help, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me say amen. Help him. You guys look up here and say, help that guy. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22 says this. Okay, check this out. He reveals the deep and secret things. He was in a secret place. Is that right? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. When you're in the secret place, here he says he reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what's in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. So what God is trying to do in your secret place, he wants to lay some light on you. Is that all right? And it's understanding what he's saying to you. God talks to you all the time, but do you understand what he's telling you? Do you heed what he might be saying to you? Are you listening for his voice? Or are you just passing the day away, just say, man, you know what? I got up one morning and I opened my eyes and I looked around. And I said, hey, thank you, Lord, for today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad. But I was surprised with something because I said, Lord, thank you for today. And he said something to me. He said, you're welcome. It surprised me. He says, you're welcome. And he said this is the day I made just for you. Wow. Okay. Cool. Very cool. Just for me. Not for them, for me. No, I mean, I would tell you, he tells you the same thing. This is a day that I've made just for you, Tommy, today. got up. I said, man, I heard from God already. Come on. You know, I don't have to sit there with my Bible and read the word. God woke up and said, you're welcome. I said, whoo, cool. I got up and I opened my Bible. And where I was reading, you know what it said? If God be for us, who can be against us? See, so it was like God was giving me a double. I love it when God verifies his word. Yeah, it's like God was saying, see, I'm for you. I am for you. I love this so much. I said, God, I want to make a song out of it. And I wrote a song. And it's, I don't know. To me, it's cool because it's something that happened to me. So when I play it and sing it or whatever, I love it. I love the song. You guys might say, dumb song. But the fact is that he loves you and he's never going to turn loose of you. He's always with you. Even when you're asleep, can you say amen?
Amen?
He's always with you. Even when you're not thinking about him, he's with you. He cares about you. Just like we can see each other in this room because there's light. Is that right? There's light in this room. We can see each other. You can see my shirt. You can see the stains on it. It takes light to be able to see. Can you say amen? It takes light. If you want to look into the secret things that he has for you, it takes light. It takes you taking the time to go to him in his secret place and finding light. Because what he says to you, Adam, might be totally different what he says to Aaron. We need, each and every one of us, we need to know him on a personal basis. We need to know what he's saying to us. Isaiah 9:2 says this. I like this scripture. It says, the people that walked in darkness, eh? See, when you didn't know Jesus, you might think you were pretty cool. Amen? How many of you thought you were cool when you didn't know Jesus? There's Pastor right there, yeah. The rest of them didn't want to say. But you might have thought you were pretty cool. You thought you were pretty, hey, man, I got it down. I know how to operate in this world. Amen? But you were actually walking in darkness because you didn't have any Jesus. You heard about Jesus. Yeah, them Jesus freaks over there down the road, whatever. You didn't really care to know about Jesus. Amen? Darkness is what it was. You were in darkness. Ooh, hallelujah. You were in darkness. And then it says, those that walked in darkness have seen a great light. How many of you have seen a great light? Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, I've seen a great light. I know Paul the Apostle, well, his name was Saul before, had to change his name. I don't know. Why did he change his name, Steve? Do you know? Because he killed a lot of Christians. I think I'll go with Paul, just change a P. But he saw a great light. So much so that the word of God says that he had what was on his eyes. It was like scales. I don't know what they, I don't think they were scales, but it says they were like scales because he saw so much light and his understanding became light. So much light knocked him off his horse or donkey. Huh. The people have seen a great light that they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death. The shadow of death. Upon them has a light shined. I will tell you, God will tell you things in your secret place when you're with him that you might not even hear preached. Can you say amen? Because that's who he is. He knows you. He knows everything about you. He might tell you to go to, go to Bisbee, Arizona. Beautiful, beautiful. It's the vacation capital of the world. Go to Bisbee, Arizona and walk steps. I don't know how many of you know there's steps in Bisbee. There's a lot of steps in Bisbee. And they go up the mountain, down the mountain, and up the mountain, down the mountain, and you're not even on the same set of steps. He might tell you to do something. Can you say amen? Best thing is to do it. Don't be like that old prophet who lied to the man of God. Folks, we need to get out of the business of doing things the way we think we need to do them and allow God to tell us how to do them. Can you say amen? That's what God wants. He wants to lead us and guide us in all these things. I'm going to take you to John chapter 1, verse 10. I'm sorry, John chapter 10, verse 10. I want you to look at a scripture because I've been talking to you a little bit about who you are. And it says, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Why am I talking like that? I don't even know. But it says, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. And then Jesus says this, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. See, God wants to give you abundant life. What if, I mean, because I know how I was raised. The thief in this story is the opposer, is the devil, if you want to call him. I don't like to talk about him very much because he is a... He's not. Why talk about him? Yeah. I really don't talk about the you know, all these, man. I shouldn't say. And I don't talk about stuff that has no use for me talking about. Is that okay? How is that? A cartel? What do I know about cartels? I don't care. If God wants to tell me something about cartels, then I'll know something about cartels. But what good would it be for me to spew out things about cartels and how strong they are? All that bull. They don't know my God. What if the thief that comes to destroy, to steal, and to kill, what if it's your flesh? What if it's yourself? We need to realize that old man is supposed to be dead. We need to realize that. Read the story around this. When you read the story about the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you're going to read some stories about sheep, right? And shepherds. Take a look at it. Because I would tell you this morning, it's very likely that the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy is yourself. You're going to want to get the word of God that's telling you to do something. You might want to move it out of the way. Be very careful, folks, about what you're thinking about. Can you say amen to that? Listen. The flesh wants what it wants. Can you say amen to that? Be very careful about what you're thinking about. Be very careful about what you're looking at. Can you say amen to that? Because there's a time where God says, look, I am trying to speak to you, but you're busy. You're involved. Can you say amen? I don't want to be involved. You know, I think that's what Paul said. The only thing I want to do is preach to you Christ and Christ crucified. That's it. Everything revolves around that. Why? Because in that is life and life more abundant. Can you say amen to that? You know, I will tell you this morning, it's not about getting rich. It's about being rich. You're already rich. Can you say amen to that? You're already rich with the understanding that has come into you, the light of God that has come into you. You're already rich with it. Do you know that He's going to watch over you and take care of you all your life? Do you already know that? Yeah. Ooh, come on, man. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. I'm going to just go to the last. This is Psalm 107. I'm going to read this. I love this psalm, and I get a little fired up. I like to, I said it this morning. You know what a leap is? It's a pizzazz. That's a Hebrew word for leap. Old Testament word for leap. To jump or what? It's pizzazz. And folks, we have lost our pizzazz. The church has lost the pizzazz that it should be walking around with. I will tell you that the light that comes through who you are comes through your actions and how what you do and how you think and what you tell people, whether you ignore them or not. You ignore folks, you think bad about them. I will tell you, nothing's coming out of your life. It's not good. Whew. I want you to see this. I mean, this is a good psalm. I'm going to read it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. It's the best part right there. For he is what? Good. How many believe that? Come on, man. For his mercy endures forever. Is that right? Yes. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm surprised. A lot of people will say so. Yeah. Yeah, but let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? That the Lord is good. Now, that the Lord is God. Come on, you guys. The Lord is good. Amen? Yeah. Let the redeemed of the Lord, if you're redeemed, say it. He's good. So, he's good. Amen? Stop over there. Whatever. Come on. For he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Say it. His mercy endures forever. Come on, man. Hallelujah. That's funny. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. How many have been in prayer meetings where you turn to the east? Father, bring them in. God, bring them in. And then you turn to the south. God, bring them in, right? And you turn to the, that's west, right? West. Yeah. Father, bring them in. And then you turn to the north. You say, Father, bring them. How many of you have been in those? See, God says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring them in from the north, south, east. And God says, you can call out all you want, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm already going to do it. They cried unto the Lord, from the south. And they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. They found no city to dwell in. How many of you found a city to dwell in? What's the name of your city?
Tucson.
Saudi?
Kingdom of Heaven.
Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. Would you say, can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I have found a city to dwell in. That's where I dwell. Can you say amen to that? Oh, I think it's in Psalms. It says this. He says, I'm going to read it to you. Terry, you're quick, aren't you? Listen to them. Ooh, I feel the Holy Spirit talking. Holy God. Hallelujah. Psalm 122, Terry. It says this. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Verse 2 says this. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. I will tell you, that is a scripture for right now. It's not to be put in the future. It is right now. When you go before God, you are standing in Jerusalem. Do you know that you are with, that he's with you? But there is a time where he invites you into his presence. Can you say amen to that? And it's a secret place of the Most High. You are in Jerusalem. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. I have found a city. It's not Bisbee. It's not Acapulco.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It's not Hawaii.
Where are you from, Adam? Corpus, it's not Corpus Christi, Texas, even though that's the body of Christ. Amen. Jerusalem. Folks, that's your city. The Bible says that all those prophets, they wandered about looking for a city. Can you say amen to that? We have found the city. Jesus has revealed the city to us and who we are. How many say amen to that? We're from that city. God's saying some stuff to me. But do you know how often we take on a false identity for ourselves? I'm from Bisbee. No, you're not. I'm a Mexican. No, you're not. Huh? My Irish just gets a hold of me. You're what? You're my Irish. Does anybody know what that is? Sometimes there's people that get angry a lot. They say, my Irish is rising up or whatever. See, we take on an identity that's really not our own anymore. We are from we are brand new creatures. We are new. Are you from the U.S.? Well, I'm from the U.S. of A. Yeah, you are. Yeah, okay. But are you really? Not really. You are from New Jerusalem. You are from that city. And your identity is important to you. You're a man or you're a woman of God. You know, I'm sorry, Terry. We'll go back to where I was at in Psalm 107. Hey, don't give up your identity in Christ. Can you say amen to that? Don't give up your identity. When you go to the doctor, they're going to tell you, hey, have you got parents who, you know, do you have any cancer history in your life? Don't give up your identity. Just say, no. My mom and my dad both died of cancer. But when I go in, I said, no. Old man has passed away. All things have become brand new. Do not connect yourself with your old identity. Is that okay? Are you understanding what I'm telling you? Don't be that person that backs off on what God has said to you. Hold to what he says. The truth of the gospel is within you. Is that okay? Don't turn it around. You don't have to tell them in it. You don't have to tell them. What are they going to do? They want to find something. Can you say, man? I shouldn't say that, huh? You go to the hospital, they want to find something, man. Yeah, yeah. Does this boy have insurance? Yeah, okay, let's find something. I don't care. I don't care what it is. Well, he says his mom had cancer. Okay, well, let's go with that. Come on, amen? You know, Stella did a thing the other day on wisdom. The men's advance is called Men of Wisdom. Folks, we need to operate in wisdom. We need to operate in what God is saying to us. See, the Bible says that God has given us wisdom and understanding in Christ. Wisdom. Walk in it. Come in. Amen? Yeah. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Can you say amen to that? How many say yeah? How many have been satisfied by God? Yeah, you know, but I will tell you, when I get satisfied with God, I always want more. I want to get more. God, give me some more, God. Hallelujah. I want to, you know, sometimes he'll give you something to walk in for a couple of months. By the end of those 2 months, bro, I'm tired. I say, I need something new. I got to get something new. God, you got to give me something new. We'll go to Pastor John. God can't give me nothing. No, give me God. That's right.
He's old.
God. That's right. God is the only one that will give you the things that you need. Can you say amen to that? Yeah. Hallelujah. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness. Here's that word. And in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and in iron. I will tell you something. You got to know this because I got to tell you, this is one of those things that you need to know is I am a man. I am a man of God. that what God has showed me, I have to say it, I have to speak it, I have to preach it. You don't have to believe it at all. Can you say amen to that? Because I don't tell people you got to believe this or you get out of my church. You don't, I mean, we don't do it because I understand that God brings revelation into different people at different times. And as they seek the Lord, he brings revelation. But one of the things I got to tell you this morning is I am one that believes that darkness and death are out of my life. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
I believe it. That's what God has shown me. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But I love the second part. But the gift of God is eternal life. Where does that life come from? From the light. Where does that light come from? It comes out of the darkness. Out of the darkness and into your heart. Can you say? And all of a sudden you understand some things. And it says right here, go back just so we can finish this up. I said, One, so such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and in iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. You understand what's going on? Why did all that happen? Because they didn't listen to God. Listen to me. Is that right? Where's it? Oh, she's over there. Better not say it. How many of you ever seen that little boy where he's telling his mom, "Listen to me, Linda. Listen to me." Yeah, I'm sorry, Linda. I shouldn't have. God is saying, just listen to me. Just take my word. Listen to look at every precept. You know, Jesus said this. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. And another place he said, every precept, everything is going to be fulfilled. So we should be people that look at everything about it. Look at the semicolon. Look at the comma whenever you're going through the word of God. See what it's saying. And watch what God does. Be interested in the things that he has for you. I'm going to say that again. Be interested in what he's trying to tell you. How many ever had somebody you were talking to and you could tell they weren't interested at all? Oh, yeah. They were going, you could see it in their eyes. You could almost see it in their actions that they are not interested in what you're saying. Can we be like that with God? Oh, boy. I don't want to be. I said, God, I am interested in everything you give me, everything you tell me. I want to know all the connections, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there, Lord. Lord, show me every precept. Show me every line. Show me what you're saying. God, I want to know, I want to know, I want to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to be in kindergarten when the kingdom of God starts. Can you say amen to that? I want to know the word of God already. I say, yeah, I know what God's word says. How many of you know we're far from it? God has so much. Could you imagine? The disciples said that if they had written down everything that Jesus said, there wouldn't be enough books in the whole wide world to fill it. So God has given us a simple little book. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
And so, but you know what we'll do? We'll go look at other books and then another book and another book. And can I say, if you will focus in on this one, it will help you. Seriously, it will. Yeah. I try to stay in that book. I pick up books once in a while. I'll read something but I generally don't stay in there very long because this book has the light of life in it. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, the Bible, the Word of God. Because they rebelled against the counsel of God. So John, stop it. And condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with what? Labor. Sometimes we think we got to work to get God's side on us, to get him on our side. He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Then verse 13 says this, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Can you say amen? Aren't you glad? He brought them out of the darkness and in the shadow of death. I'm going to read that part again. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass, cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all the manner of meat, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his, this is where I'm after. He sent his word and healed them, and he delivered them out of their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. How many of you know that's a true statement? How many of you know that his son is what his this statement is saying? He sent his word. He sent Jesus, and he healed them. I want you to listen. I said, in Psalm 91, it says, there is a pestilence that walks in what? It's in darkness. A pestilence that walks in darkness. It walks in that darkness because there's no light there. Can you say amen to that? Well, I thought you need light to walk. Well, this pestilence is walking around in the darkness, but let God shine his light on it. And that pestilence, that darkness will be obliterated. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Whether you believe this or not, God is still a healer. He still heals his people of their ailments. He still is true to his promise that says, call upon me and I will answer you. He's still the God that said, I will heal not just some, but all of those diseases. Are you believing him for it? Are you allowing the life that comes through this light? Are you allowing it to dwell within you? Allow it. I would tell you to stand. Can I get everybody to stand? I would tell you, when you get an ailment, be bold enough. Who was that? Was that you, Adam? You were saying something about you were just talking. He said, I look like I'm talking to myself all the time nowadays. Is that right? Yeah, we talk to ourselves. Can I tell you, talk to yourself. Speak to your body. Tell it to get in line. Tell it to line up with the word of God. Don't put up with these things that are going to try to slow you down. Don't put up with them. Just say, no, arthritis is not a part of the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? How many believe that there's people in heaven with arthritis right now? Lord, I'd like to worship you, but I can't pick my arms up. Come on.
Amen.
Any kind of disease is not in this kingdom. Can you say amen to that? We are in a kingdom that everything that is troubling to us, God says, I've already done the work. Believe me for it and speak to it. Get it out of your life. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you this morning for your word. I thank you for the life that comes through Jesus. I thank you for the light that he has given us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and it was God. And you sent your Word and healed them. You sent your Word and healed them. God, your Word says that you are not a man that should lie, neither a son of man that you should repent of what you've said. You said you sent your word and healed us. So, Father, right now in this house, I speak health to every person that's here. I speak that health, Father God. Restore their pizzazz, Lord. Restore their pizzazz, God. Just as that man, Father, at the temple, when they asked him, silver and when they told him, silver and gold, I have none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, be whole. And he leaped. His pizzazz took over, Lord. And he leaped. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing for us. And especially, Lord, especially, Father God, that you have told us that we are healed. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for it this morning. We praise you for it this morning, God. Father, I speak to your people. Be filled with the Spirit as you go out and allow the Spirit of God to fill your mouth for those that are around you. Tell them about the healing that Jesus has paid for. In Jesus' name I pray. Touch my brothers and sister. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Yeah, give somebody a hug. Love on them a little bit. Praise God. Thank you for coming. It's 12:08.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.